Welcome to another episode of Opportunity Showcase, your source for hot franchise and business opportunities. We're here today with Bashir Mahoubi, Chief Development Officer with Mr. Pretzels. Bashir, welcome to Opportunity Showcase.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you tell our audience just a little bit about the story behind Mr. Pretzels?
The story behind Mr. Pretzels started with Mr. Luis Pena. Luis is Brazilian originally, and he came here as a got a tennis scholarship in to go to college in South Carolina, and was really after he finished his degree in marketing, he was really interested in the snack business. Mm-hmm. That was initially his interest, and then he did more research and developed the interest for Mr. Pretzels. And after thorough research, he actually created his own concept in Puerto Rico. And he's got now 34 stores just in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, unlike most franchises, this company started offshore, expanded offshore, and now is making its way into the U.S., right?
Yes, it is. And that's exactly what I was trying to say when I said he created actually the concept in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, a small island, hot and humid with 2 million people. But the trick was it had many shopping centers. Hence, the location of the kiosk is always in shopping centers. So he's got about 34 of them now. And then went on, because he's Brazilian, he created a joint venture with a group in Brazil. And they have about 90 stores now in Brazil. Then he moved on to Venezuela with another group and created a joint venture there. And he's got about 11 units there. And then they franchised Chile. And the story goes on and on and on until he came to the United States through a franchisee. And now we are really approaching the world in a more disciplined fashion. We go into Europe, the Middle East, and the rest of the world with a franchise option and model in mind.
When did you start franchising here in the U.S.?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, and how many units do you have currently here?
There are about 16 units. As I said, the focus was not really just the United States.
Right.
The focus continued to be international.
Right, but that means there's a lot of opportunity here in the U.S., right?
Absolutely. It's wide open.
Yeah, and I understand your business model is a little bit different than the typical quick service restaurant.
It is, in the sense that it is a snack, and people kind of see the theater in front of them when they go by, they pass by, they see the pretzels made in front of them, and they can smell it and look at it and see it being prepared in front of them, and then it comes hot from the oven, and it's really appetizing.
And this isn't, we're not talking your average salted pretzel here, are we?
No, actually, as a matter of fact, we offer sweet and savory soft pretzels, and they are soft pretzels. Very important to mention that it's not a hard pretzel. And our sweet flavors, we have cinnamon and sugar, which is one of the most popular ones, chocolate and toffee. And we have savory flavors also, which include original salted Parmesan cheese, sesame seeds, and pretzel dogs.
Right, and I understand that you work mostly in malls and airports and things like that.
Yeah, we work in, sincerely, what's important for us is you have to have a leading shopping center. Then we have to have a visible stand-alone kiosk or an in-line outlet where people are passing by, high traffic.
Right, and as a result of this, the kiosk system means that the cost for startup is significantly less than a typical QSR, right?
Much lower. As a matter of fact, we've been able in Puerto Rico to build one for less than $30,000.
How much does it cost generally to open one of your units here in the U.S.?
Average of $75,000 to $100,000.
And why is working with Mr. Pretzels a good investment for someone that's interested in getting into the food industry?
Well, most importantly, in franchising, you want to work with a proven brand. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Pretzels is already in 10 countries. So we are really a proven brand. And we have, as I said, and we've signed 2-3 more countries right now. We're going to be opening in south of France next year.
Right.
And it's a lower investment. Mm-hmm. It's a simple operation. It's a flexible space requirement. And it's a 2-week training. You don't have to have any experience, restaurant experience or food experience, to do well in this investment.
How long does it generally take to get a typical franchisee up and running?
Well, typically when we sign the contract, we tell people to find a location first. Once mm-hmm. they find the location, we work simultaneously on both the design of the place and the training. I would say about 3 months after the signing of the contract.
Okay, and what kind of growth potential does the franchise offer?
It depends, number one, on the locations that the franchisee is able to find.
Mm-hmm.
and number two, on how the place is operated.
Right.
We have been able to show numbers in different countries in the world that are incredibly good, but it all depends, as I said, on the location and the operations. And we don't like to talk about numbers.
No, I understand that. But I understand when we were talking earlier, you were saying that some operators might be working in, say, a mall, and they might actually have more than one kiosk in the mall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In terms of growth, mm-hmm. I think the experience of Puerto Rico, which is about 2 million population, gives a great mm-hmm. Example. Of how a brand in an island can grow. I mean, there are malls in which you have three kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about an island of Puerto Rico with 2 million people with 34 stores, that gives you an idea of how well you can grow the brand.
Right. And how about manpower? How many people does it typically take to operate, say, a single location?
It takes 1 to 4 people, depending on how busy it is.
Can you tell us a little bit about your training program?
Most of the training takes place actually in the kiosk, mm-hmm. in one of the kiosks. And we actually, since this is a global brand, we really actually have a training center in London, and we train people in Brazil, and we train people in the U.S. also. And it all takes place in the kiosk, and we train people from preparing the pretzel to the actual operating of the whole kiosk in 2 weeks.
So it's a hands-on operation.
Yes.
And once they get up and running, what kind of support do you provide?
We have ongoing support. The best way to do it is to build relationships with the franchisees, and we are very keen on doing that. We consider them an extension of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we really follow up with them very frequently, and they always boast about our support.
Okay. Now, I know you're saying that you don't have to have any restaurant experience to operate a Mr. Pretzels franchise, but what are you looking for in a franchisee?
Well, we're looking, first and foremost, for people who are able to manage more than one store, because we're not looking for franchisees to open one store. Mm-hmm. We hopefully are looking for people. In the United States, we prefer people that are able to open at least five stores,
mm-hmm.
internationally at least 10 stores.
Okay.
So multi-unit development is important. Operations, we can train the people, but we want to make sure that they are not just, if it's an investor, they have to have an operator.
Right.
That we can train and work with on a daily basis.
What's your franchise fee?
Our franchise fees vary from $20,000 to $27,000, depending on the number of locations and depending whether it's domestic or international.
Okay, and what kind of royalty do you charge?
It's a standard 6%.
You know, one of the other brands that's very popular here is Cinnabon.
Yes.
How do you compare with a franchise operation like that?
Well, actually, it's extremely similar. The only difference is that we offer a portable product.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done very well internationally. Incidentally, I was their lawyer and became their international development guy that I took them about 25 countries. So I do actually see Mr. Pretzels really doing very well where Cinnabon is already developing.
Right, right.
As you know, when I was with Cinnabon, I recruited these franchisees worldwide, mm-hmm. and they are really some of my best friends. So when I go to the markets while I'm developing with the pretzels, they are extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they know that Mr. Pretzels is a competitor, they're very helpful to our franchisees because we have established that friendship before.
Well, that's great. Well, there you have it. If you're looking for a food franchise with a unique twist, give the folks at Mr. Pretzels a call. To find out more about this or any other franchise or business opportunity profiled on this station, call our opportunity hotline toll free at 888-832-6574. Again, that number is 888-832-6574. Until next time, this is Carl Weiss with Business Opportunity Network.